Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up after us, you got the fellas. Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. They'll look at what they saw with their first look at running back Nick Chubb today on day two of camp as we saw him get a little bit more work. And Area 45 live tonight following those fellas. They're back at it. Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago will have it and hold it down after the fellas at Texans after the fellas on Texans All Access get finished up. Live and local, the best sports show here in Houston. Late night sports show here in Houston. Area 45. Stay tuned and listen as they get rolling. All right, we're getting closer with Tyler. He broke even last night on the picks.
Right direction, man.
Out of six. So tonight he's going to the well for six more tonight, so we'll make...
Yeah!
I don't want to give false advertising, but we'll attempt to win some bets tonight. I'm not going to go ahead and just tell you that he's going to make you some money right now. We're gonna do our best, and let's go over...
That's fair.
Let's go over. Let's get full tonight, at least.
I like that. We need a green night. Last night was improvement, but 50% still a red number, so good hell.
I don't know, man. Don't know what a green looks like, man.
I don't either. For now, we should call the segment T-Mills Maybe Bets, not Best.
Jason, that green like Ricky Fowler is. That green jacket, can't find it. We'll see if you can get you some green tonight as T-Mill will try to make you some cash. Come right here on the text line, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, we also love interacting with you here. Someone texted and said, I don't know about y'all, but I sure wish the Texans had their own identity. We're going back to the Patriot way of offense philosophy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's and with CJ Stroud back there and his style of play, I welcome it.
And I would also say to this, and you know this, being in the league as well as anybody, is, I mean, most people are coming from a style of offense. Now, it depends on how you spin your own, right? There was a time of Andy Reid was coming from the Bill Walsh / Mike Holmgren style of offense. Then he kind of put his own spin of it, right?
Right.
Then there was the, you know, Mike McDaniel coming from the Kyle Shanahan style of offense. And, you know, all of these different guys, people come from a style, right? Like, I mean, the only way you were going to get your own style of offense is if you hired somebody like Chip Kelly or something, right? Most guys are coming from, right? You came from, what, Bill O'Brien, the Patriot style of offense. Then you went and got Bobby Slowick from the 49ers, and you got that Shanahan style of offense. Everybody has their style. The hope is that, yes, Nick Caley is going to do whatever his style is and where he kind of cut his teeth, but then he adds and kind of makes it his own, right? Like that and that's what happens in the league. So
yeah, look, there's no doubt. I mean, everybody has a certain upbringing, and Nick Caley has one that includes the majority of his experiences in New England, and you know, and then obviously he was, you know, he got off into McVay's system. And so it wouldn't surprise me. I think you could justify going either direction with the Houston Texans, given the history with Slowick and the connection with McVay and Slowick. It would make sense to stay that route, but it would also with Nick Caserio here and Cole Popovich here and Nick Caley here and Ben McDaniel here and all these guys that have that New England upbringing, if you will, it would make sense that those guys could use some kind of hybrid system that's tilted a little bit more heavily towards New England because it's C.J. Stroud. So, I think, like I said, it's music to my ears to hear that they're the New England, the old school New England offense is kind of what they're gearing this thing towards, at least as we hear it coming from CJ.
And you tell me if I'm wrong. One of the big things that was the problem was you were in a Patriot system that didn't fit the guys that were in the system.
Right. Right.
Like the Patriot system might have been all right if you weren't trying to force Deshaun Watson in it.
Yeah, they're bingo. Right. You're exactly
it's
right.
It's like saying, I wish we had our own system, but we got Lamar Jackson, so we're going to force him into doing something.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, when you draft a quarterback, the plan needs to be I warn people all the time of, like, these offensive coordinators, the thing to do, whether you're good at it or not, is run around and tell everybody how, oh, my system's going to do whatever my players do best. Well, we watched Deshaun Watson square peg round hole this thing with him and Bill O'Brien, and it was rough. It was not something you wanted a quarterback that ran a power spread offense at Clemson to the tune of two national championship appearances, where the game is simplified so that everybody around the quarterback can play fast, and then you come into a system and you're sitting back there asking them to figure out everything a defense is doing in this new system, and it's just not a good fit, right? So, CJ, on the other hand, is a perfect fit for that system.
Yes.
He is a high-level processing quarterback that's a pro-style quarterback that it just makes sense. And we've seen it. It's a no-brainer. If anybody watched CJ Stroud his rookie year to his second year, it's not hard to arrive at a place of, I want more of his rookie year. And what was his rookie year? more of what I think Nick Caley is going to want to do this year.
Yeah. So
are we going to get your flowers?
I get that. By the way, practice today, when we start to think about guys that, you know, stand out each day. We talked about yesterday, it was Higgins. And from the offensive side of the ball, I think Christian Kirk had a nice day and had a nice, at least not just day, but you could see the impact of him. And I told you, I loved the signing of Christian Kirk when it got there, when they got him. I feel like he can give you the production you're needing from a number two level wide receiver. I know you weren't as sure about it. I think Christian Kirk, especially now we're seeing what they're going to be running offensively, I think he's going to be somebody that you're going to like more and more and more that they play, as long as he's healthy.
Yeah, look, I like Christian Kirk. I don't know that I like Christian Kirk as the guy that I'm going to expect to take pressure off of Nico Collins or to tilt coverage away from Nico Collins. I don't know that I like Christian Kirk if he is hands down your number two wide receiver and Nico Collins is out of the ball game. That's going to be that right now. To me, that's going to be a rough go at it. Especially when you've got again Dalton Schultz that has some. He has to prove to us that he can play up to expectations, and Higgins has to show us that he can play. You know, at the NFL level with that link that he has, and Noel has to show. You know, there's a lot of jury still out guys. That's out there, and I love Christian Kirk being a Houston Texan. I love Christian Kirk being one of the critical answers to the pass protecting issues being solved in Houston. I love him as a safety valve for C.J. Stroud. I just don't know that I love him as the number two threat on an offense. And right now he's the number two. Like right now, I think he is the most proven number two threat on this offense. If somebody's gonna go out there and go, oh no, they're gonna run the ball really well. Okay, well that's a different animal. Now we're running the ball really effectively and now all of a sudden, you know, you've got Nico Collins, you've got your safety net, safety valve. I would say a really talented slot receiver. You got some young guys coming up, but you've got a run game to really kind of set the tone in what you're trying to do and dictate what defenses can and can't do. I just don't know.
If you look at it in the vein of and I want to make this clear, poor man's version of, you know, the Moss and Welker type of dynamic of, you know, a really good slot and a big-time outside receiver that they play well off of. Mm-hmm. And again, as I said, the poor version of that. This is a guy who's had 1,100 yards in this league before.
Yep.
Like a couple years ago with Jacksonville. So, I don't know. I think if he looks up and he's over 1,000 yards, Clint, and Nico does what he does, I think it'll make a lot of sense, especially with the young guys, Higgins and Noel, that you think will contribute. All right, Tyler, make us a little cash, man. Let's get in the green, as you said. Let's do that tonight. What's T-Mill's best bets?
Keep it moving in the right direction. We're going baseball again on a hump day, and we're going with six wagers again for these best bets on a Wednesday around Major League Baseball. Here are your six bets. As usual, a lot of Astros flavor here. Three of the six are going to be in this Stros game tonight at Daikin. First off, the Yankee Turds up there in the Bronx. They are traveling to go see Ron the Show Hughley's Kansas City Royals. I'm on the under in this ballgame. Under 9 runs at minus 120 is what I got.
Not the way the Yankees have been playing against them. Jesus.
They can't deny their Turdish ways game in, game out.
They put up a quick 10 on them yesterday. I mean, it was quick.
That means that one should hit tonight. Tell it, people. Next one, another under 9 runs. Tigers at O's tonight. Under 9 in that one. I got those odds at minus 115. Next, Carlos Correa and the Twins. -1 run tonight as they host the Arlington Junk Grabbers, as Patrick Creighton would call them. Twins -1. And now here are your three Astros bets in this game tonight at Daikin versus the White Sox. First, I'm on the Astros -1 run and got it at great odds. I got -1 for the Stros and -115. And then your two player props here, Gusto, the kid, Ryan Gusto, over 4.5 strikeouts versus the sorry-ass White Sox tonight. Might be my damn favorite bet of the night, young Gusto. And then the GOAT, the Stro GOAT, Altuve, over 1.5 total bases this evening for the Astros at plus 125. Love those odds. Those are your six best bets. Do you like any of those boys, or do you hate any of them? Hopefully not.
I like the Astros minus one.
I want the Astros minus one with
you.
You want a Benji?
Yep.
Let's ride.
I don't know about that gusto. Ooh, I can roll with Altuve.
I feel it down in my plums, man. This is going to be a good night. This might be a perfect 6-for-6.
Okay.
And then I'll go from 6 to midnight, if you know what I'm saying.
Now he's going, a perfect 6-for-6 tonight.
Hey, started the drive on a Wednesday with boners. We'll end it that way. It's a perfect circle.
Well, you should. You should do that. All right, shout out to Brandon Scott, who jumped on with us. We appreciate him. Clint, great job as always. Tyler, great job. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
And the world's all right with me.
As he told us yesterday, as he poured his heart out to us yesterday, I'm just a sexual person.
I heard that.
That's who I am, man. Take it or leave it. Love me or hate me, I'm going to be true to myself.
It's like a dog when you say walk.
Except for I get blood flow whenever you say
it. Right. Too far. Too far. And that's how we end this. The nastiest show by nature.
Oh, man.
You're listening to KLTAM. Nasty by nature. Nasty as you like.
Sex sells, bro. Come on.
Kills. Man, what a combo.
Old King Ding-a-ling in there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.